Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Living Heaven on Earth with Cornelia Stephanie. I have an exciting, super exciting show for you today because we're talking about all things change. Effortless change through your soul consciousness realm with Christina Winslow is what we're going to be talking about today. And I cannot wait to introduce you to Christina, who she is, what she's up to in the world. She's definitely a change agent, and she's doing all things that are related to amazing healing modalities. Let me introduce you to her. Christina Callisto Winslow is a best-selling author, owner of an international publishing company, and creator of the Alchemy of the Mind TM series. She brings more than 26 years of combined experience in energy work, esoteric teaching, publishing, and marketing. Christina offers her clients a unique perspective of the wellness industry from her in-depth and well-rounded experience. She has experience and training in the spiritual, energy medicine, aromatherapy, hypnosis, yoga, and meditation fields. Currently, Christina is extensively involved in the research and development of brainwave entrainment technology and as co-founder of Sound Syntech and founder of WellPoint Hypnosis Method, a worldwide spiritual hypnosis training organization. That is a wow. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hi, thank you, Cornelia. So glad to be here.
Oh, it's so wonderful to have you. You wanted to come on today to talk about the energetic frequency of our planet, how much it's changed, and what we used in the past to clear and heal blocks that doesn't seem to work anymore. But now effortless change is possible through mastering your soul consciousness realm. We are learning how to access this using brainwave frequencies, spiritual hypnosis, and quantum physics to facilitate positive results in every area of your life. That is amazing technology. That is amazing. And you know, before I even had a chance to, yesterday I was on Facebook and I got a private message from someone that I have to share this. I have to share this. So this is what she said. She said, "Oh my gosh, I see you interviewing my mentor, Christina Winslow. I have trained with the Winslows in person and had the pleasure of spending 2 weeks with them. They are amazing people. The Wellness Hypnosis Method is truly groundbreaking. And Ted's frequency music is pure genius." So that's quite a reputation you have out there.
Oh, well, thank you. We feel very blessed with the practitioners who've been attracted to this modality. And she's one of our practitioners, and she's doing great with her sessions and workshops. So
that's wonderful. So tell me a little bit about your practitioners and the hypnosis method. Just tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it kind of evolved over many years, and I was like probably a lot of your listeners, where since the early 90s, I was taking every kind of class you can imagine. And I joke with my practitioners in class that I could wallpaper the walls of my office with all of my certification.
Okay.
And so over the years, you know, I really wanted to, I'm very much a truth seeker and really into sovereignty. And I want fast change and I don't want to be dependent on outside things. And so over the years working with clients, it evolved into WellPoint hypnosis method, where we're using the brainwave frequencies, quantum physics, and proven spiritual hypnosis techniques. And so about 4 years ago, I started getting requests from all over the world, from people I had never met, Cornelia, to teach it. And I really wasn't planning on it. But my husband, who does the sound sync tech brainwave frequencies,
yeah,
he would go on a radio show, and then all of a sudden, he'd call me up, hey, the host wants to find out what you're doing and learn it. You know, because he's on all these different shows with intuitives and psychics, and they're really connected in to the field, right? So I was getting all of these requests, Cornelia, and I finally decided to go ahead and teach it. And so we launched it in July of last year. And now we have over 60 practitioners worldwide.
Wow.
And we're growing leaps and bounds. So we're very grateful, humbled, and honored
that
to have the practitioners.
That gives me the chills, because just hearing this, that you're doing this, and how you were asked. You were asked. It's you were asked to do it. That's like, that right there is the world asking for what you have, so that you can solve the problems that are there in a fast way. I love hearing you say that you want fast change, that you don't want to have to, you know, you want it quickly. There is no reason why we can't step into our freedom and into living heaven on earth in a fast way. We can certainly do that. And the fact that that's what you want, and then you develop this modality, and now you've got practitioners worldwide that are thriving with this.
Yes. And, you know, Cornelia, I had people contacting me saying, I'll fly in to Colorado and stay with you for a week. And will you teach this? I don't care what you're going to charge. My guide said, I need this. I need to do this for my career. And all these crazy requests were coming in. And I thought, okay, I'll teach it, because, you know, when the universe gives you nudges, you don't want to wait for that 2x4 over the head. And I was not willing. I waited a long time. So I thought, okay, why don't I get a bunch of these people together for a week? We'll videotape the class and then I'll put it online, and then I can go about my business and write my books and deal with my other private clients and work with. That's what was the plan was. But it took off, and I heeded the call, and I think we had seven classes, and we were sold out, and so we're now even training teachers, because a lot of the practitioners are guided that they would like to teach the level one class, so we're now working on that. So it just kind of turned into something different this year, and the practitioners are doing, some are full-time, some are part-time. Some are just doing it for personal reasons. They don't even want to do it professionally. And some have used this. I'm sorry, the headset is a little weird today. Some have used this technique for their philanthropic work. And, you know, one person is going to youth hostels and homeless shelters and working with alcoholics. That's, you know, in this method. And another gal, she's retired. She's very financially blessed. And she was talking about going to prisons and doing this work, and she in her retirement, to help the women in the prisons. So it's truly exciting. And I appreciate you having me on the show to talk about it. because people might want to try a session this is a good way to introduce it.
I'm just realizing that I'm going to become one of your practitioners.
Oh, we'd love you.
I'm definitely going to be becoming one of your practitioners because I was just, with the changeyourmind.us summit, which by the way, everybody, I'm going to talk a little bit about it more later on in the show because I'm loving this flow right here. I want to talk about the changeyourmind.us summit where you can still sign up and get all the free calls and the free replays from the amazing speakers that are on the panel. But I was just talking to one of the women. There's actually two women. One, we were talking about women in prisons, how that we want to go there and support the women in prison. And then I'm talking to another woman that is living in rural Africa right now, where just yesterday she went to an orphanage and she sent me the pictures of the children that the reason why she was going there was to make sure that these children have cribs. So she was bringing all of her resources and everything that she could do. And she sent me pictures of these babies, right? And can you imagine? I mean, I really practically couldn't sleep last night because these beautiful babies that some of them were almost near death and dying of starvation and dehydration and different things like that are now in this beautiful orphanage and they're receiving the kids and they're receiving the support. So I get the chills again. And I'm going to Africa. So, and then wouldn't it just be great to be certified in this and then go do this?
Yes.
So we definitely, we have a date on the calendar, you and I.
Yeah.
So this is so great. Wow. So
I'd love to send music with you from my husband and donate it for Soundsync Tech, the brainwave frequency music. They're playing it all over in old folks' homes and orphanages. I meant dog rescues. I look at my pets as my kids, so I apologize for that slip up, but dog rescues, even eating disorder, there's a nonprofit and the millennials get a hold of our music that my husband writes. But those frequencies, we'd love to donate to the cause and send you with some CDs. So we'll talk about that later after the show, but we would love to do that.
Yeah, let's definitely do that. Send me that. And Carter, we're just going to skip the break right now. Just because I want to, I want to just get into this. So we're just going to skip the break. Thank you. What was I going to say right now about your husband? That's what it was, your husband. I think I need to have him on the show also. I think I need to schedule and have him come on the show to talk about his work also at another time. So, and it's amazing that, he's got the frequency music, the sound, and you've got this, but you guys are both doing the hypnosis method together. Is that right?
Well, he brings in the music and he writes this brainwave frequency music for the sessions. And it's kind of an alchemy that's created when I work with the words, work in the studio with him with, he's working with the brainwave frequencies. And it didn't start out that way, Cornelia. Literally, okay, I've been on the spiritual path since the early 90s, okay? My husband and I have been together 18 years. So about 10-ish, 11 years ago, he was kind of making fun of my meditation music, to tell you the truth. He was like, I studied audio forensics and audio engineering in the university, way back in the old days. And he said, and this is not really healing frequency music. They're selling you some like nice, new age elevator music, but this is not what you think you're getting. And I was like, okay, then you write it if you know it all. I mean, the wife, right?
Yeah.
And I said, will you write some music for me then in the frequencies that I want for my meditations and also my sessions for my clients? And I said, but one thing, if you write it, I don't care how many people like it. If I don't like it, I'm not using it. So don't think because you write it, I have to use this. And he loves his Italian wife because I kind of let him have it at times.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So anyway, to make a long story short, clients started wanting it. My friends, healing centers wanting it. And I'm sending his music all over the place. And I got fed up. I'm like, I don't have time for this. Just put it on the market. They can buy it if they want to. And it's there again. Now it's being, it's, you know, millions of streams worldwide. Even we were, he was contacted by a company that now Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Four Seasons Hotel, Ted's, Montana Grill, like Lululemon, all these different big companies are using the psychology of sound, and they want his brainwave frequency music. So they're playing it in all of these worldwide chains like Cheesecake Factory. And so to, so anyway, it took off from there. And so he's been doing that full time for the past 10 years or so with, and we've been doing scientific testing, and we were seeing these amazing results, and then we'd refine it, and it's okay. Let's go back to the drawing board. Can you change this for my session music for the hypnosis? So that's how it all came together, but he would love to be on your show.
Oh my gosh. So is that, this all just organically happened. And when you said, if I don't like it, it's not, I'm not going to go with it. Right. And then now it's all over the place. So it's really organically called for by the world. It seems like people are asking for it. They want it. They want it in their organizations. So tell me, what happens when people experience your hypnosis method and when people experience the sound frequencies? Just give us a little taste of some of the results that people can experience with the hypnosis, some of the experiences that people can experience with the sound frequency.
Okay, so just some results that people have had Well, and it started out, I was using this work before I started teaching it. And I was really using it for my writing coaching because people would write these books. They wanted to do the next Harry Potter, right? And I'd say, well, why do that? Let's tap into the unified field of consciousness and let's get down to business. Like I was cutting to the chase. I didn't want to do 12 writing coaching sessions. I wanted to do one or two with these authors, and they were going into realms that were out of this reality and tapping in like the J.R. Tolkien's, you know, of Lord of the Rings, right?
Yeah.
And you know, he did that, you know, and so,
yeah.
And then with my husband's music, I was doing these sessions on him because I would have clients that say, oh, I want to write a book about the fairies and the, so I'd say, okay, Ted, I'm going to do a hypnosis session on you. And he would actually go into these realms in the hypnosis session and receive information for his compositions and his brainwave frequencies for the different songs. It was tapping into this multidimensional space. It wasn't downloading, it wasn't channeling, it wasn't using outside spirits. It was all him, his soul consciousness. That's what we call it, soul consciousness realm, because it's incorporating everything. It's incorporating the subconscious mind. The conscious mind, which I'm glad is your friend, because we work with the conscious mind. We don't make it the enemy in our session. And also tapping into that divine consciousness, the collective consciousness, and the unified field of consciousness. So as we tap into these things, people have found one lady, she was doing just a regular past life regression, her frozen shoulder of 19 years released. You know, someone else, I'm just trying to give you some examples off the top of my head. You know, we have feedback a lot from our clients that they were able to get more done in one session than 3 months in therapy, you know, going every week. And we're able to go in and go to the source quickly and effectively and change things. You know, just from my own, I always tell the story because I think it's so funny. So my kids always wanted kittens, and I was allergic to cats. And so we have dogs. But anyway, I thought, well, why not use the frequencies and see if I can find out what's going on with these cat allergies. I actually had past lives, Cornelia, where I was around really dirty, diseased cats in like really bad conditions. And then we also went into my childhood in the session. Because poor Ted, he has to give me sessions. So my husband, he's a good sport. But at the time, I didn't have practitioners. So I had to train him to do it for me. So anyway, and there was a lot of judgments and thought belief systems in my family lineage, in my current family, in my childhood. We cleared all of that. We found it, located it. And you know, we have two rescue kittens. I mean, we've had them for 2 years now, maybe almost 3 years. But I used to have to itch all the time, you know, and take Benadryl, and it was horrible. And now I can do those cats are all over my office. It doesn't at my home office, not this office. And you know, I have no allergies. I have not taken one Benadryl. So it's incredible some of the things that you can, you know, that can happen.
Yeah, with the healing. So it's basically no matter, it seems like what I hear you saying and what it feels like to me is that no matter where it was, what lifetime or whatever it is, through this work, you go to the source of where the dis-ease was created, the frequency gets changed, and the healing can begin in this reality today. And so basically, because we're constantly giving birth to ourselves anew, and so right here now with this level of consciousness today, you can allow your physical body to now have a different experience, and that is hi Ted. Oh my sorry. God!
Sorry, Cornelia, I can't control him.
I wrote a song for you. I got a little stage fright here. Listen to the radio show with Christina and Cornelia. Sorry, that's all I got.
Ted, this is great. Thank you for chiming in. You're going to be on my show too. Yay. Oh, wow. This is.
He's like, I'm going to say hi to Cornelia. And I was like, oh no, what are you going to do?
This is so great. I feel like I know you guys. We must know each other from a past life.
Yeah, we'll have to explore that.
We do. It's way too easy. I just want to come over and have dinner with you guys.
Yeah, we'd love it. Cornelia, that's a very good point you made with the source. But there's another way we're using it also. And for example, you can go into a parallel life and solve a problem in this life. So if you want me to explain that just briefly.
I do, because give us an example, because I already thought it, but give us an example of a problem in a parallel life, how that can be taken care of right here, right now.
Sure. So if you're having an issue with someone, maybe a family member or an in-law or a coworker, you can look and see if you have a parallel life with that person. And you can look at different scenarios in our session. So as a session where you're, or a parallel life where you're getting along with that person, and how does that look? Maybe a parallel life where you've cut off the relationship because you feel it's narcissistic and abusive, and you want to see what that would be like if you didn't have that boyfriend anymore. Or you could be in a parallel life where it's, you know, just some, you can be very creative. Okay. So that's one, and that's very empowering. It can change everything. And life coaches are using this work now for parallel lives to say, okay, let's look at parallel lives where you're healthier and you're cancer free, or you're skinnier, or whatever their life coaching that they're working on, right? Or that you're making a lot of money and you don't have any money worries.
Yeah, I think that's a big one right there, where people that have, you know, because the vows of poverty that we have made in other lifetimes, that we will never, you know, embrace money, that we will never, you know, whatever vows we yes. make that time are playing out for a lot of people today, right?
Right.
We just can't seem to get past that that piece. And so they can go back to a parallel life, clear that out, you know, through your session, be done with it pretty fast, and then start receiving abundance and prosperity in their current realities, what you're saying.
Instantly. And so I love that you brought that up, the scarcity programming. And that's why, when I had talked to you about the show topic, why some of those old things aren't working anymore. So yeah. For example, let's say we learn these affirmations, right? And we do our vision board and we have the fancy cars and everything, right? Yeah. And we're doing our affirmation and our conscious mind is saying, I am rich, I am rich. And your subconscious mind is saying, no, you're not, no, you're not. And then your super conscious or unconscious mind is saying in the background without you knowing, you were killed in the last 5 lifetimes for having too much money and you vowed that you would never have money again. Yeah. And then while this is all running, your invisible DNA programming from, you know, via epigenetics, and we can do a whole show on that one sometime if you want. But so 14 generations of your life, of your ancestors, are broadcasting this invisible wave and thought belief system that you're emitting saying, money is the cause of all evil. And then you have the collective unconscious saying the 1% are rich and they're evil. You don't want to be rich. And then finally, the collective, you know, in that some of that other programming of their collective consciousness of society's ancestors are saying, this is a caste system. If you're not born with money, you can never have money. So we have all of these invisible broadcast systems going out there and belief systems that are changing our behavior. It's changing how people behave with us. And what we do in a session is we cut to the chase and we find these things and we fix it and we heal it, we release it, we change the contract, and we update our soul records. It's a little different than the Akashic record work, but it's similar. And that's really what inspires me about this work.
I'm so excited. I mean, I'm like screaming for joy. I mean, do you feel me going, rah? The reason why is because this is exactly the way that you just described it. You know, so many people are preoccupied instead of being really fully in the present moment, preoccupied with all these old programs. Because when I discovered, you know, I've done a lot of healing work myself. And when I discovered one morning in meditation, you know, many years ago, I remember sitting there and a tear was rolling down my face. And it was just one tear, but it was in the realization that I was having that I cannot believe that I used to have a thought that was attached to an emotion, that was attached to a negative belief, a limiting belief, that I wasn't good enough, and that I used to make choices that reflected that belief, right? All the time, like constantly being faced with making choices and decisions. So opportunities are coming along, and if I'm feeling not good enough, and, you know, like all the different things that you were just talking about, I'm going to be making choices and decisions that reflect that. But if you're coming from a place of I am worthy, I am love, I am infinitely wealthy, and you are really owning that in your sovereignty, and that's what I heard you say in the beginning, and this is where you and I match also, is because I champion humanity's sovereignty, the authority over one's own life as empowered creators, that we get to choose. And what does sovereignty mean? Sovereignty means to self-rule and self-govern.
Yes.
Right? To really know that. And so this is such an synchronistic meeting show. I'm so glad that I asked you here.
Thank you.
It's wonderful. So we're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Christina and I are going to be right back, and we're going to be talking behind the scenes that you're going to wish it was recorded. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Tune in to The Astral Insider, your portal for adventure, insight, and growth with Fernando Albert. And get ready to tour the astral realm, expand your life in ways you've never imagined, and call in for the journey of your life with this world-renowned lucid dreamer, astral projectionist, psychic medium, and healer, Fernando Albert. This is every second and fourth Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, and I'm with Christina Winslow, and we are talking about all things healing and transformation and healing very fast, that we don't have to stay stuck in our limited reality that we may find ourselves in, or in a parallel reality, or any place else that we feel stuck, because right now, at this time on the planet, it's time for us to step into our full creative human potential and be the sovereign beings that we truly are. And anything that is less than that can fall away quickly and easily, and it doesn't have to hold us back. Right, Christina?
Right. I love your candy spirit, Cornelia.
Thank you. Thank you. So I want to ask you a couple things. I just had a person that I dearly, dearly love that's like one of my, it's not one of my favorite, it is my favorite person in the whole world that I deeply, deeply love, person that helped me ground in heaven on earth over the last 4 years, 5 years, and just ended up in the hospital with a stroke and congestive heart failure. And so I would love to have some of the frequency sound waves from head to support the mind and body connection again, because you know, as he's going into rehab now, rehabilitation, there's a few things that are a little bit off, but with that, I'd love to ask for that and for the healing for my beloved sweetest person in the whole world to restore to health and healing.
Well, we would love to gift you some music and also the listeners. On the website, our WellPoint Hypnosis Method website, there's some free love and gratitude frequencies, for a brainwave, binaural beats, and the alpha theta brainwave state. And play that music anywhere you can, just not in the car when you're driving or operating heavy equipment. Don't do that. But anywhere. And we've gotten reports. There was one person who contacted us in Ireland, and her elderly mother was in a hospice. They thought she died. She had gone into a coma, and they were basically they were very Catholic and did the last rites and the priest and everything. She started playing the angelic sound healing music, and her mom came back. And she's like, I am sold. I mean, she's now a practitioner. She's like, I couldn't believe that. And now she's fully in the old folks' home. They moved her, and she's going to holidays at the kids' houses. And we've gotten a lot of different information from. So when you're slowing that brainwave state down, Cornelia, and using the binaural beats, it helps the right and left hemisphere of the brain. It helps the body become in this relaxed state, which can actually help some people go into zero point. And that's when they can spontaneously self-heal. It's them doing it. The music is just giving them a tool to use to get to that place.
Yeah, and we know sound. How healing sound, everything is sound and frequency.
Yes, everything. And it, we've had stories. One lady wrote on Amazon that one of his albums, she played it. She heard him on the radio and bought some CD on Amazon. I think it was his Earthly Frequencies. There's a lot of different ones to choose from. And she said that her young son was having a stroke, and she remembered on the radio show Ted talking about the frequency slows down the brainwaves and helps people. And so she started playing the music while she was waiting, I think, for the medical people to get there. And she doesn't have medical proof, but as a mother's intuition, and she was there, she swears that the frequencies stopped her son from having a lot of the after effects of. He's not paralyzed. He doesn't have speech problems. There's a lot of things that he could have had from having that stroke. And she believes it's the frequencies that helped him get through that. And so you just never know. And people are using it in all different places, like I was talking about earlier in the show. And it just really inspires us so much to work all those extra hours and do the scientific testing, because we're testing the energy field with all of his music to make sure it's doing what it says it's doing.
Yes.
So I would love, if you did play the music, if you gave us any feedback, if it helps your loved one.
Absolutely, I will do that. And then also, while you were talking, I was also getting, this is what I was getting, this is what I was hearing, that your music, this music is also helping the children that have autism.
Oh, yes, so much. I mean, two of Ted's biggest fans. The mom has single mom, terminal cancer, and she wrote to Ted and said, oh my gosh, can I play this music for my two adult children who are autistic? Anyway, Ted wrapped up some CDs and mailed it to the kids from Santa. And they play it all the time. And she said they don't have, she's in remission now, she's doing good. And the kids, they're adult, but they don't have their manic reactions. They'll take his music and they'll use it for they put it in their CD player. They don't do the MP3. They don't know how to do that. But it was helping her children. And so it was, that's very heartwarming and touching. And then we have special education teachers that are using it in public schools, writing Ted saying that the kids will request, we want Ted's music when they get to pick on Friday. And so it's amazing how these little superheroes with these, challenging issues like ADD or, you know, autism, you know, they're little psychic sponges. They know what's going on. They respond to these frequencies. They love them. They're on a different plane of existence anyway with their...
Actually, they're coming in already with those frequencies, and anything else that isn't, you know, resonating at that, like any disease, disharmony and all of that, that's the part we have to listen to their way, because
them, I know,
right? We have to listen to them because they're wired for this whole new way. We're the ones that have been so conditioned that's an unveiling, undoing of what we've had to do. And now we just need to listen to them. And what I feel with this whole thing is creating the right environment.
Yeah.
For the children, for us, creating a new environment, the right environment for us to live in, for us to thrive in, and for us to be in. And all the abuse and everything that's taken place on this planet. I said this on Facebook Live the other day that, you know, we're ending a cycle of a 26,000 year cycle of living and being everything that we are not. So that as we are now beginning this new, brand new cycle, that we are living and remembering and being everything that we are.
Yes. And now, and the way, you know, think of it, we were conditioned for 26,000 years to be in fight or flight, you know, whether it was back in the survival days and, you know, in history when your town would be raided by the other tribe or, you know, we're constantly now with technology and our, you know, working parents and, you know, the stresses of our everyday life, the microwave frequencies, all these different things that bombard us constantly. We're in a constant state of fight or flight. And these frequencies slow it down, slow you down into that place where you have a harmonic resonance of your vibration, your true vibration. Who, like when we die, they don't know me as Christina in the spirit realm. They know me by my frequency.
Yeah.
And we've lost a lot of it through trauma and lifestyle and everything else. And so it's like restoring that. And it doesn't take any work. You just listen to it because your body is over 70% water.
Right.
So it entrains to the frequency, just like Dr. Emoto's work. Where
yes,
you can pray over the water.
Yes.
Well, play the music when you're gardening or when you're working on the computer or, you know, you're in your salt bath and you're having a nice little relaxation time or cooking your food. I always play it when I'm cooking and everybody's like, oh, I love your food.
Yeah, that sounds, I can see how that would be. Definitely listen to that frequency, listen to that harmonic and bring the harmony into your life, into your everyday experience, into every moment when you're making choices, when you're making decisions, when you're being faced with, I think we're all in a post-traumatic stress, you know, overcoming that because we're not just releasing energy from this life, but from so many other lives that we're healing and recovering from. So Christina, it's amazing because we are at 5 minutes, 10 minutes before we get off the show. We're going to skip this next break. Also, there's a few things that I want to ask. And right now I'm going to, you know, we only have a few minutes left and I want to be sure that we get a few things handled that we need to handle. So
okay.
One question that I have for you, first of all, is where do people go to look at your website? That's say the website, say where they get the free gift, the healing modalities. And Carter, would you, you know, add that in the YouTube description on the bottom, please, what Christina is saying so that we have that information there also, please. And Christina, why don't you tell us that first?
Okay. Go to wellpointhypnosismethod.com. And on the store, you'll see a little image of love and gratitude, and there's 5 songs you can download for free, download onto your computer, and then you can transfer it to your MP3 player and Or if people would like more of his music, you can stream on Spotify for free. Ted Winslow is his name, and SoundSync Tech is the brand of his frequency music. So if you don't see SoundSync Tech, that's a copy or something. So make sure you get go on Spotify. You can subscribe to him there, or tedwinslow.com. He has some free angelic sound healing music there. And we you know, that it's so funny when he did the angelic and the love and gratitude, we really felt we needed to give it for free.
Wow.
And then if people like his other stuff and they want it, that's fine. But if they never do, and that's all they do is they put those five songs on repeat, hey, that's great, because we're changing the world.
Yes, ma'am, and we are. Yes.
So, hey, it's awesome. So tell your friends. We don't care. Everybody can download it, use it, have fun with it.
That's a beautiful, beautiful gift. And so I just want to say that both you and your husband, I want you all to come to the Change Your Mind Summit, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Summit in the fall. I want you to be a presenter there with your hypnosis method. And I want your husband, Ted Winslow, to come on and be a presenter with his music and the sound frequencies and what he's doing. So you each will be a speaker there in the summit that will be in the fall. And I'll let you know, the dates are actually in October. And I'll give you the dates when you and I talk, Christina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. We would be very honored. So thank you, Cornelia.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. I just want to tell everybody, if you have not gone to the changeyourmind.us summit, you can still go there. We launched on Tuesday on June 11th. And today we're in day four. Right after this show, I'm getting ready to go on with Carlinia Springer, and she's talking about the kids of the cosmos. And we're doing an amazing interview with her because of all the speakers that came on to share their incredible gifts that they're sharing with the world. So it's wonderful. There's so many prizes that are there, and you can watch all the replays. So go to changeyourmind.us, register, sign up, receive the replays, and get entered into a grand prize drawing where you can win up to $3,500 worth of prizes if you share it with your friends on social media. So we've been having an awesome, awesome time doing this. And Christina, I want to ask you now, these are some questions that I want to ask you. What is it that you want? What's your vision right now for your work in the world? What do you want next? What do you want to happen next? What are you up to next? What's next for you? Are you looking for, expanding globally? What's next for the WellPoint hypnosis method, for practitioners, for what's next?
Okay. Well, professionally, even though I was a little bit of a reluctant instructor in the beginning, I would like to expand now that I see how the other practitioners are doing and the clients and the feedback. And I would love to expand WellPoint Hypnosis to the place where I have experienced and trained level one teachers that can help me, because a lot of students, I'm offering it online and live, but there's only one of me. And I still have teenage kids that I want to be around before they go to college. And so I would love to have live classes by some of my trained level one instructors worldwide to make it easily affordable for the people. You know, I have people flying in from Australia to come to Colorado, and I would love it if we had Australian level one instructor to make it more accessible and affordable for people who would like the live training. So that's really what my big picture focus is to just make it easily available and affordable for those who are called, and to support the practitioners, because I'm a working mom and we're attracting a lot of working mom or retired women and men as well. But, you know, to help them have a fulfilling career where they're making really comfortable living doing healing work. And I give a lot of business support and training in addition to the hypnosis. It's not just the hypnosis training. And so I'm very passionate about that, to help people, assist them and create an environment where they are taught, you know, success strategies within the WellPoint hypnosis method training, and how to be successful as a practitioner.
And so, how to build thriving businesses. And what I actually see that you need is, you need, you know, you're the hub, you're the center, and then the master trainers come there and they get trained by you. And then they go to various different countries all around the world, teaching the level one, level two certification, even, because they've been trained and certified by you, so that it just kind of goes like that. And then there's a whole nother business side to it all, where you can train a mastermind, have a mastermind group that teaches business techniques and all the ways to have the basics of foundation and business set up, so that you can, that these women can thrive in their businesses, because that's how we're building the new world, and we're not doing it in poverty.
Right, because guess what? If you have more money, you can buy more non-GMO, organic. You can donate to save the bees. You can help rescue children and animals that are being abused. You know, and these conscious healers out there, it's time for us to, you know, use our resources, not just our energy and our intentions, but let's really go for it and change this world. Because I'm action focused.
Because we can, and because we must, and really, it's all happening. Holy crap! So fast now. It's like making sure that we got good self care, that you're in alignment with your soul's purpose, right? That you're clear, and that you're focused, and you're taking good balanced care of yourself, because that's what we're here to do, and that's what we're here to model. Christina, it is absolutely, I'm so excited that I met you and that you're here and that I'm going to talk to you again, and you and Ted, and I'm looking so forward to becoming a practitioner with your wellness hypnosis method. And I'm just delighted that we had this interview today, and you're a superstar with bringing this amazing gift to the world, and I really appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much, Cornelia, for this beautiful show, and who you are and how you're changing the world, and to the listeners out there. And also special thanks to Dr. Pat for creating Transformation Talk Radio, because she's another change maker out there. And so thank you. I'm so much love and gratitude to all of you and the producers and the team. So Cornelia, thank you.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you said that. You know, it does take a team and it does take a village. And Transformation Talk Radio has been the network, the Walk Your Talk Network. Carter, Jessica, Kat, Linda, Dr. Pat, and anyone else that I left out. Oh, Kim, she's amazing. All these people that make sure that we have a beautiful platform so that we can show up, share this beautiful information with you, so that we can make the world a better place, and so that we can shine. And that's really what it's about. All of us on a professional platform so that we can offer our service to the world.
Well, thank you so much, Cornelia.
Thank you, Christina, and thank you, everybody. See you next time. Follow me to Change Your Mind, Change Your Life Summit at changeyourmind.us, and I'll see you there in about 5 minutes. Bye, Christina.
Talk Bye. To you.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.